CPR 46 for the week ending July 8th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo in the smoke-strewn wastelands of the Great Southwest, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're tuned in to Campground Pirate Radio! And Jake here. This is Son of Dick.
I'm Sunday.
piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Beyond repair.
Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and the Freddy. Hey, here's the OC Supertones and Torque Wrench.
Turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo. It's Uncle Waldo.
How y'all doing, everybody? Welcome back to another installment of Madness on the CPR. As always, I'm your inner caveman, Uncle Waldo, spinning the tunes. Hey, looks like I'm all alone in the house today. Miss Stephanie is out and about with her family, so it's just me and Mitzi the Wonder Dog holding down the fort. So I thought I'd get a head start on some chores around the house. Got that bridge fixed on my upright bass this morning. Still can't play the damn thing worth a shit, but hey, the strings are in the right place now. And found some more videos to share with y'all this week on the Facebook page. By the way, if you're not a fan yet, come on over and join us at Campground Pirate Radio Fans on Facebook. Oh, hey, and a shout out to my dad. He just turned 75 on June 28th. He's just getting back from a family reunion up in Colorado. I just couldn't make it up there this time. But I heard they had a really nice surprise party for him last Sunday. So, you know, if there's any family out there listening to the show, I'm looking for pictures. Hey, this may be jumping the gun a bit, but this week's installment of the bomb-throwing anarchist is talking about all those new labels they're putting on the cigarette packs. I guess they're trying to something new here to scare me away from smoking. Fat chance on that one. Hey, anyways, I got a present for all my campers out there. If you want a poster of all those new labels, I created one, and it's free for the download. Just head over to campgroundpirateradio.com/stuff, and you'll find a link over there to the PDF. I don't need your email address, your phone number, or how many short hairs you got. Just click on it. It's yours. So, hey, let's get back into this week's featured music. I got a buttload of goodies here submitted to me this week. We got some Billy Drados and the Sunmakers, It'll Grow Back, Rodeo Clown, some more Christian D and the Hangovers. But, hey, let's kick this thing off with These Old Bones and Sexorcism. And you heard it here first on the CPR.
Shadow. She smells like whiskey. face down. She's got just one thing in mind. She comes to me down on her knees. She'll go wherever she please.
For my boss, time to ease my aching head. For my lunchtime time, I can't wait till it's 5. Cause that's nighttime, my time I'm alive. Well, I don't wanna waste my time in bed. There'll be time enough for that when I'm dead. Don't wanna sleep my life away. Stars come out, but you're so gone down with me. Drinking beer at the Cadillac Lounge. Don't wanna sleep my life away. Okay!
hottest rock may be fatal if swallowed. But be our guest.
Campground Pirate Radio.
I am from Southern Land. I'm holding your happiness in my hand. The sun behind me is a sexual red, and all you're bound to hunt, you ghosts are dead. I am like Jack, and I tell you this, I will be your lover and exorcist. In the stillness of the mosquito sunset, you will make love to me to your very best. Hey, yes, I'm like Jack on fire, hey. Your lips kiss Jack on fire. Way back in the Indian days, nothing could drive the heat away. I drive the search and murder of lost enemies. I drive deep into what is never seen. And like Jack, there is a heat to the fire. Like a moth detects a heat to the light. And like Jack, I covered everything.
Getting cold out here.
Getting wet and all.
No. Hope this is the right place.
So do I, man. Hope there's a lot of booze and women there anyway. Cool. Oh, Michael, man, you could have left that at home, couldn't you?
Crikey.
What do you mean, crikey?
Come on, then.
Hell no. Whose party is this, anyway?
I know, some psycho, isn't it?
Is it? I hope we're bloody invited, anyway.
What? I thought you had the invitation. Shit, no? Man, come on, it's getting cold.
Come on, man, geezer, open the door.
You rang?
Is this a psycho party, is it?
Right, lads, come in.
All right, then, let's go!
Hooray!
Oh,
Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with an important public service announcement for you. Smoking is bad, okay? In case you didn't know, sucking the smoke from a tube of burning tobacco deep into your lungs greatly increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, and looking almost as cool as James Dean. Smoking kills almost 500,000 people a year in America. Though James Dean escaped that fate by dying in a spectacular Porsche-related incident when he was hit head-on by a college student who crossed into his lane. Perhaps in an instant of cosmic justice, a bit delayed, that college student, one Mr. Donald Turnipseed, died of lung cancer from smoking, 40 years later. But just in case you didn't already know all of this, the government has decided that it wants those dopey warnings from the Surgeon General to have a bit more punch, some more graphic impact. So coming this fall at a convenience store near you, new, improved, and very disturbing images of the potential consequences of smoking, along with a toll-free quit assistance hotline, will be taking up about half the backside of every pack of smoke sold in America. These warning labels include images of blackened lungs, shriveled, miserable cancer patients on death's door, babies being exposed to secondhand smoke, and so on. My personal favorite is Tracheotomy Man, a Dennis Leary personality now immortalized on one out of every 9 warning labels. Health officials hope that these new labels will help cut the number of smokers roughly in half from the stubborn 21% of the population where it's been for decades, down to about 12. Frankly, I doubt they're going to have much success. People already know it isn't healthy, but people do it anyway because for most, the immediate benefits outweigh the long-term risks. I don't think anyone ever thought it was good for them, no matter what those cheesy old Chesterfield ads with the friendly-looking doctor said. Adults choose to make these trade-offs all the time. Our automobiles don't come with government-mandated pictures of horrific accidents littered with mangled bodies, despite the very real risk of death when used as intended. Life entails risk, as James Dean might have realized just before his head smashed into the grill of old Turnipseed's 50 Ford. The bottom line is, your body is your own, to do with as you please, so long as it's consensual and doesn't harm anyone else any more than they'd like you to. Remember, always have a safe word. If you want to get drunk, have a smoke, and engage in some questionable cosplay, that's your business. It's also your responsibility to assess the risks and weigh them against the benefits. That's what being a grown-up is all about. That's why I don't think these scary warning labels are going to change anyone's behavior. But they do exemplify the government's attitude toward you. That you're basically stupid, incapable of making those decisions on your own, and you have to be treated like a child. Just like in high school health class, where they tried to scare you out of ever having sex again with all those horrible pictures of wart-covered peckers and gross, drippy crotches crawling with crabs. But you know that didn't stop anyone from trying to get laid at their next party, and probably trying to look as cool as James Dean while they were at it. You know, with a smoke hanging from the corner of their mouth.
Cause you know it's going your way. While he pulls up.
Looks like the monsoon's rolling on up here in the great Southwest, and I'm going to have to shut this thing down. But glad you all came by and joined me all this week. You can find us over on Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans, and you can follow me on Twitter at Uncle Waldo. Hey, if you want to hear your music played here like we did, well, God, about half a dozen other people here today, just send me a WAV MP3 or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Keep it under 25 megs. Like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. Before I take on off, I want to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the masters get you down. Peace! I'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye!
I guess I didn't know.
Oh, I guess I didn't know.